It's kind of warm in here. You know what? He doesn't want us to pay attention. He doesn't want us to pay attention to the temporary things. Don't focus on the temporary things. Focus on the eternal things that he has for us, you know? And it's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here with you guys. Again, you guys make me feel at home. Oh, thank you. It's all good. It is all good because you know what? God has a purpose and a reason for everything. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. So the title of the message that I'm going to share today is called Living by the Spirit, Having a Heavenly Mindset, because that is what we are called to do. Amen? We're called to live by the Spirit. We're called not to give importance to things that we see with our natural eye. So... You know, I'm gonna go over this first verse, Colossians 3:2. And let's see here, if I can just. There we go. Okay. Okay. All right. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. And fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Okay? Because all this is the natural, that's temporary. That's temporary. God wants us to look at things through his eyes, through his mindset, the mind of Christ, and through the faith that he has given us, through his spirit that he breathes in us. Amen? Amen? And so he wants us to be like, you know, like when he says mount up like wings with eagles, that's what he means. Like, because he doesn't want us to be like chickens on the ground living off of the earth, feeding off of what's on the ground. No, he wants us to mount up with wings like eagles. Why? Because their vision is even greater. Their vision. Amen. Like Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him shall change and renew their strength and power, and they shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Praise Jesus. So I was reading a little thing in the, I Googled it about eagles. And it says, and while most humans have 20/20 vision, eagles are blessed with an astounding 20/5 vision. That means that what looks sharp and clear to us at 5 feet is just as clear to an eagle from 20 feet away. Amen? So he wants us to have access to the heavenly kingdom because it affects the kingdom on earth, the heavenly kingdom. And so having access to that, example, when Moses... When the Red Sea was parted, that's because he got the access from the heavenly realm. Amen? 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 And Joshua, too. When the sun was stopped, that's because he tapped into the heavenly realm. Amen? That's what God wants from us. He's saying, you know what? Tap into my spirit that I gave into you. I gave you that. Don't live for what is carnal, what is fleshly. Look on the big picture here, the big picture. Amen? And so that's why when you're sick, you are healed. Marriage are restored, marriages, the economy, all this depends on the heavenly realm, because it's through God's grace that, you know what, you got a good job. You know what, when you got healed, that's because you believed in it and your healing came. Or somebody else laid hands on you, and their faith healed you. Amen? Amen? So what you're going through right now, I like this, what may be a little warm right now. But what you're going through right now is temporary. It is temporary. And that we do not focus on the temporary. We are focusing on eternal things, on the heavenly realm. Amen? And so... that's what governs you in the heavenly kingdom. He has control of everything. Everything. Amen? So, He doesn't want you to be like emotionally driven. We got to be spirit driven, because emotionally driven, it's through your mind, wills, and emotions. And if we don't live by the Spirit, your soul can easily like manipulate the Spirit, and then you're start believing things that are not. So I'm just gonna last year I moved over here. I believe in a sense I was emotionally driven. When I moved over here, I was emotionally driven. And then God, boom, stepped in, and I'm like, wait, what? What's going on? And then I fell into, and it's normal as humans, you something doesn't go your way, your feelings are going to get hurt. You're going to cry. You know, even the loss of someone, you're going to cry. Why? You're human. We have feelings, you know? But God was like, you know what? He puts you through processes. All of us go through processes. And so I went through a process, but guess what? That was temporary. Amen. I was temporary because he says, you know what? You're going to learn how to tap into the Spirit. You're going to learn not to be emotionally driven, because it is by your faith, not by what you're feeling. I communicate with you through the Spirit, because God is Spirit, and he breathes his Spirit in you. Amen? Amen? And so I went through that process. Amen? I got through that. And now, you know what? I'm sure God's going to put me through another process. But you know what? And he's going to put you through another process. But it is to build you to see you don't live for the temporary things. You do not live for earthly things. Don't store up your treasures here. You store up your treasures in heaven. Amen? Amen, amen. So just like the keys that were given to Peter, the keys of the heavenly kingdom. So we're going to see right here on Matthew 16:19, he says, I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven, and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. Amen. Woo! Praise God, praise God, praise God. So you know what? You have those keys just like he gave to Peter. You and I have those keys. The problem is that some people don't know how to use the keys. They don't know how to open and close. Amen. They don't even know that those keys are there for grabs. Why? They haven't accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. They don't have a relationship with the Spirit. They haven't even accepted that Spirit. There's a void in they're living by their emotions. They're living by their you know, carnal things, but they don't know. They haven't accepted the Spirit. You know, they haven't accepted that relationship and taken the keys, you know. So we can actually tap into that access. We can tap into that heavenly realm, just like people do and through Zoom, you know, and stuff. And then they're people from all over, they're on Zoom. And then next thing you know, their minds, they forget that, you know, they're in their place. And all of a sudden, they're somewhere else because they've tapped into something and they put their mind into something. So that's like us tapping into the heavenly realm. You have access to that, you know. We have access to that. And so... Okay, so Romans 8:11 says here, yes, God raised Jesus to life, and since God's Spirit of resurrection lives in you, he lives in you, he lives in me, and he will also raise your dying body to life by the same Spirit that breathes life into you. Woo! Praise God. Amen. I'm getting excited here. I'm getting excited. You know, because some people don't know that, don't realize that. They think that we're limited. You know what? But you got that. You got it. You got it. And I receive it. Ooh. Yes, Jesus. So the spiritual has power over the temporary earthly things, and the same Spirit is this. That's the same Spirit that's with you. Amen? Amen. So just repeat this. Inside of me, I have the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Because you gotta proclaim that. You gotta prophesy over that yourself. You know, you gotta speak life. We have to remind ourselves, because the enemy, lots of times, you know it. He'll put things in your path. You forget, and you need to forget. You forget to speak life to yourself. You forget to repeat the promises of God over yourself. But inside of you, inside of me, we have the Spirit of the living God. Woo! The same Spirit which will give me the miracle that I need. The same spirit. If I'm going through something, that is the same spirit that's going to give me what I need. The miracle that I need. The miracle that somebody got healed for. Guess what? That they're going to be preaching about their miracle. They're going to be sharing about their miracle. That's because he's called us for a purpose. Every good thing that he does for you, you are to share it with others. You don't keep it to yourself. You are. That's why he gave you a purpose to live. You don't just live for yourself. You live for God's purpose. Amen? Amen, amen. Healing and resurrection, that's what his spirit does. That's what the authority has when you speak it, you know, and believe it. That's what you receive, you know. Just like that song says, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. You know what? I've heard lies, rumors about that we live to die. We don't live to die. You live to live. Amen. You live to live. Amen. You know, you look at the eternal. Don't focus on, oh, the air's not working in here. Oh, I didn't get paid enough money. Oh, you know what? The doctor said that I got this, and this person doesn't want to talk to me anymore. My world is over. No, it's not. You put your things on the, put your focus on the eternal things, on the promises that God spoke over you, on the things that you are looking for, the things that are unseen. Amen? Amen. Oh, so you have access to the spiritual in the midst of the temporary things. The temporary earthly things. Inside you, you have access to the heavenly kingdom. You do. So that's why we shouldn't even be afraid to lay hands on the sick, because it's the same spirit that resurrected Jesus who has the Holy Spirit in the heavenly kingdom inside of you. You shouldn't be afraid when, you know, to lay hands on somebody. You say it. I'm praying for you. I believe you are healed in Jesus' mighty name. You are healed. You know, they may not feel it right then and there, but claim it over them. And you're speaking. It's going to happen, you know. 2 Corinthians 4-18. Because we don't focus our attention on what is seen. You don't focus your attention on what is seen, but what is unseen. What is unseen? For what is seen is temporary. But the unseen realm is eternal. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I got something to look forward to. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So don't live for the earthly realm. God is always seeing what is not seen. You know, that's how we should be. Don't make something that's temporary something into something eternal. The blessing is eternal, and the problem is temporary. The problem is temporary. This problem here is temporary. You know, the problem that, you know, maybe I got allergies or something, that's temporary. You know, there's this, you know. So focus on the eternal things. Miracles come from heaven. And heaven has to remind us at times that we are not of this earth. Sometimes that's how, you know, the heaven has to say, you know what, hey, woohoo. Wake up, you know, you're not of this earth here, you know. That's how we should be. Don't make something temporary into something eternal. And you're not from the earthly realm. This is temporary. The faith that God gave us is for eternal use, not for something temporary. So just like Peter walked on water, when he walked on water, he had his focus on the heavenly realm. But the moment that he shifted his focus, that's when he started to sink, you know? And so stop putting your trust in stuff, and that's nonsense, you know? And tell your reasoning, because we as humans, we like to reason with everything. But tell it, you know, that you live by faith. Thank you, brother. Thank you. So God doesn't work or bless you through your feelings. Okay, but because you keep your faith and trust in him. Living water right here. So you got to prophesy over yourself. My time has arrived to walk on water. That's what you got to tell yourself. My time has arrived to walk on water. Even through everything that I may see, my time has arrived to walk on water. Your time has arrived to walk on water. You better believe them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That means that opportunity is going to happen. You're going to walk through water. Even though somebody says this, somebody says that, you say, I'm walking through water. This may be happening in the natural, but I see the miracle. I see the blessing coming. I see it. I see it. I see it. I see it. Romans 8:28. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives, that means everything of our lives, is woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. In other words, everything that he does, everything is, he works it together for our good, for his purpose. Okay? For his purpose. So what I went through last year, that is for his purpose. I didn't get the promotion at work. That was for his purpose. God has a purpose for everything. Everything. Because even at that, I saw things. Like, I've been through stuff in my job. I had a bad marriage. You know, I lost a sibling. I've had all kinds of things in my life, just like you guys have. But guess what? God has used it all for his purpose and his glory. Not for my glory, for his glory. Amen? 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 Amen, amen. So everything has a purpose, your past, present, and your future. Even through all your errors, your crisis that you may be going through, your struggles, even in sickness, because he will cause your mess to turn into a message, right? Right? And he will cause your test to turn into a testimony. Amen? Because even though you mean like, oh, why is this happening to me? Well, oh, man, what did I do to deserve this? You know, it's not about you. It's not about you. Praise God. Praise God. So when you receive your miracle, you're going to share that with others. You don't keep it to yourself. That's for his purpose. Just share it with others. And then Romans 8:29 says, for he knew all about us before we were born. Before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. This means that the son is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. Who is that? That is us, to be just like him. And what did Jesus do? He lived by faith. He lived by faith, lived by the Spirit. He wasn't walking into what he saw. That's why whenever he rose Lazarus from the dead, and whenever even when he rose from the dead, it was by the Spirit, you know, by the Spirit, because he knew what was going to happen. He wasn't living by, oh gosh, you know, it's happening to me and I'm going to stay dead. No, because he knew he was living by the Spirit. Whenever he was tempted in the wilderness, he was living by the Spirit, by the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So living by faith is spiritual. It's spiritual. Reasoning is living in the flesh. Okay, being in the flesh, it's not sinning, but it's living with the reasons that invalidate the promises and the eternal purpose. That's when it becomes sin, because you're letting it, you know, get it doing its thing, you know. So living in the Spirit is still trusting God through your errors. Why? We're not perfect. None of us are perfect. We're all going to mess up. We all have errors. You know what? We all fall short. But you know what? He says, tap into my Spirit. Access the heavenly realm. Access it. You know, so never make God the size of your problem. Your problem is temporary. Okay? Philippians, you know, never make God the size of your problem, because your problem is temporary. God is huge. There's nothing impossible for him. He raises people from the dead. He heals people every day. You know, there's nothing impossible for him. So don't drown in your sorrows. No, look at the bigger picture. Look at what God is, he's going to do for you. Look at it ahead of time. Look at the healing before you get sick. Look at the healing coming. Look at your reward coming before the loss comes, you know, the hardship. Look at it, you know. Look at the blessing. So, Romans 8:30. Having determined our destiny ahead of time, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone he called. And who did he call? He called us. He called us. And those who possess his perfect righteousness, he co-glorified with his son. You got the same access. We got the same access. Okay, we don't need to put up with nonsense. You know what? Don't have your pity party and forget what you're living for. You know? I mean, I know it's easy for us to do that. I'm human too, you know? But we have to remind ourselves, and I'm thankful that for the Holy Spirit that does that for us. He reminds us. He says, hey, hello, did you forget? You know? And so, you know, like Philippians 4:19 says, let's see here, we'll find it. There we go. Philippians 4:19. Where'd it go? Oops, I'm moving all around here. I better stop, because but like Philippians 4:19 says, I am convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have. Every need that you have. Every need that I have. For I have seen the abundant riches of glory revealed to me through Christ Jesus. Abundance. Woo! Abundance. Abundance. He always gives more, like he did with the fishes and loaves. There's stories in the Bible where he always gave more. He's going to give you more than what you even imagined, that you would even, you can expect the unexpected from him. He's going to give you more than what you really need, you know? And so, let's see here. So back to Romans 8:30. Yeah. Having determined our destiny ahead of time, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone that he called. I just went over that. And those who possess his perfect righteousness is co-glorify with his son. So what does this all mean? What does this all mean? Romans 8:31. If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against you? Who can stand against you? Your lost friend, the lost job, the lost this and that. He's with you. He's with you. He's with you. All that is temporary. You know, that's not going to, when you die, you're not taking that with you. You know? And so, for God has proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his son. And since God freely offered him up as a sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. You got to believe that. He's not going to withhold it from you. Even though it looks like it for right now, it's not coming to you in your timing. It's going to come in God's timing, amen? Because he knows what you need. He knows what, he knows it. And he knows what's good for you. And he has your best interests. Amen? So he's raising up his church, not focus on the earthly things, but look at the things that he said are already yours. They're already yours. Woo! They're already yours. The eternal is yours because you're spiritual. You are spiritual. He breathed his spirit in you. He gave us his spirit. The eternal things are yours. They're mine. He gave us that. Amen? But why? And I'm going to show you right here. John 4:23-24. From now on, worshiping the Father will not be a matter of the right place, but with the right heart. For God is what? For God is a spirit. And he longs to have sincere worshipers who adore him in the realm of what? Spirit and in truth. You got to live by the Spirit. You got to live by the Spirit. That's how we worship him, through the Spirit. Through the Spirit. Amen? Woo! So if God is a Spirit, how does he talk to me? Is he going to talk to me through my body, my soul, or my spirit? Through my spirit. through my spirit. Amen. So where is your relationship with God? Where is your relationship? Is it emotional? It's not through your soul, but it's through your spirit. Through your spirit. That's how he connects with us, spirit to spirit. It's a spirit to spirit relationship. Amen. So we're going to say this. My relationship with the Lord doesn't depend on my soul. It's a spirit to spirit relationship. Soul and flesh run together, and then there's a void. But when we have the spirit, we're made whole. We're made whole. Amen? Amen. So the two problems that people have, or the problems that people have, are those that haven't received Jesus, and they're missing out on the Holy Spirit. They have a void. Amen? They have a void that it doesn't matter what they do. They're sad, things don't work out for them, and then the next thing you know, when they don't have that, that's when the spirit of suicide comes, and that's when the enemy takes over, and then they're driven by that, because they're not driven by the spirit. They're driven by their soul and their emotions, you know. They're forgetting that why they're going through something. They forget that God allows things to work together for our good, and they start living by the earthly things, and they're living in the now. They're living at, this is what's happening now. I'm gonna take my life. That's a lie of the devil. It's a lie of the devil. So now as a Christian, when you pray, it's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. Don't commit the error to mix your soul with the spiritual things. You can't connect it. You can't connect that with your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. You know, the spirit. You can't mix those things. You know, so your relationship doesn't depend on how you feel through your soul. The key is to learn how to separate the two, the spirit and the soul, and we struggle with that as humans. I mean, we do, because I mean, you're living in a carnal body, and we have feelings, and a lot of times, you know, if we're not living by the spirit at that time or something, and we're getting like sidetracked, you can easily, you know, start thinking, oh, well, is this what God wants for me? But you know what? God is not the spirit of confusion. Because he didn't give you the spirit of confusion, you know? So this is how you're going to learn. Then you'll learn how to hear God's voice. Because a lot of people are like, how am I going to hear God's voice? How do I do this? I'm confused. Because you know why? You got your voice, you got the enemy's voice, and then you got God's voice. Amen? But Hebrews 4:12, it says right here. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of what? Soul and spirit. There has to be a circumcision there. There's a circumcision between soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Wow. See, a lot of people, they don't know, because they're so caught up in their emotions. They're so caught up in their soul, you know, and they don't know. That's how you hear God's voice, when you tap into the spirit. Tap into the spirit. Even though you don't see it, you that's what you believe. That's where your focus is. You're going to walk through waters. You're going to walk through waters. So today we are dividing the two. We're dividing the two. Just like his word says. Two-edged sword, piercing even through the division of soul and spirit. Soul and spirit. So the problem with a lot of us is that we're feeding our soul with a lot of nonsense, a lot of memes, videos, crazy stuff on social media and stuff. And then it starts to penetrate in your spirit, and then you start getting sidetracked. You get sidetracked like that. No, that's not. I mean, I'm guilty of that too. Okay? I'm sorry, but we start to feed ourselves with a bunch of BS. Okay, you know? And so when you come into, you know, God's house and God's word is released and it's spoken over you, then it's revival time. It's revival time, and it's time to separate the two. Your emotions are not going to win the spirit of a living God inside of you. Your emotions are not going to win. That's why we need to stay in the word on a regular basis and continually feed our spirit with God's word. Amen? So this message was to remind us to be spirit-led, have the mindset of Christ. Even though things look and seem a certain way, God says, no, you go my way. You go my way. I have given you life to live abundantly. You live by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I'm gonna let Pastor Mike come up here, and I'm gonna, you know, just have an altar call here for those that need prayer for whatever it is that you need. It's your struggles. But we're, you know what?